Hey, it's Kirk. We're going to talk about what it takes to be a life coach, how and what to do so you can become a great life coach. Now I'm walking, and we're going to see how this works out with me walking, right? Okay, so can you be a life coach? I mean, really, can you just all of a sudden start? Or what does it take to be a life coach, right? Well, over my last 18 years of experience, I've seen people literally start with the smallest amount of knowledge and the smallest amount of skill and literally start having clients as they're going through that process. And what's beautiful about that is really it gives you a chance to know that you can actually be a life coach also. So I'm gonna tell you a quick little story here, but before we do, make sure that you subscribe so you can watch and see all the different parts that I'm gonna help you in your life coach process. So over the last 18 years of doing this, I don't know if you know this, but when I first started, I literally was straight out of high school, meaning that I didn't have an education to share with people. I really didn't have any really big skill to share with people. I really was just Kirk. And all I knew how to do was help. That's all I was gonna do, was help. I just saw that people were struggling and they needed somebody to talk to and they needed somebody to brainstorm with. And so that's what I started doing when I first started, is I would meet with people, I would listen to people, I'd pull out a pad of paper and we would brainstorm solutions. We'd try to find an answer to what the problem was that they were facing. And I told them up front, I said, hey, I'm just really good at listening and I'm gonna write down what's going on and let's see if we can figure this out. And so people would come to me because I was practicing being a problem solver. And again, I'm a high school graduate, but I just had the desire to help people. Me, a pad of paper, and a pen, and a conversation. And what I found out is that if I wrote down what people were saying, if I wrote down what their challenges were, and I sat there and brainstormed with the person, we actually could come up with some solutions of like what to do. And I would hear all kinds of scenarios of what kind of problems people were in, but yet because I was working with them and we're brainstorming, trying to figure this out, we would come up with ideas. And what was cool is that the people actually would get really excited because somebody was actually listening to them and somebody was actually trying to be able to solve the problem that they were facing. And so it's like the life coach part of me started to wake up. I didn't start out trying to be smart or trying to be a Mr. Know-it-all. And I didn't have like some kind of particular skill or education behind me. What I wanted to do was help people. And because I wanted to help and I had a pad of paper and a pen and I could listen and brainstorm, my life coach business started. Now at the beginning, I didn't charge people for my time. I just wanted to help. That's all I wanted to do was help. I just wanted to be helpful and useful, right? And so I figure if I'm gonna be helpful and useful, I gotta kind of open up my mind and turn the close sign around to open, like I was willing to help anybody at any level. So I literally was helping people who were like brand new in marriage, brand new in business, and be able to help them start their business. I was working with vice presidents, presidents of companies, because I was so willing to help. It was me, my pad of paper, and a pen. And seriously, it was the brainstorming experience. Now, what I would do on the paper is I would write down at the top what the problem was. And then at the bottom, I would write down what they were going towards. And then we'd use all the lines on the paper to try to figure out what were they doing that worked and what were they doing that wasn't working. And we would write it all out. And for some reason, it was really cool is because people would start to see all the details out in front of them. And when they saw all these details, it opened up their mind to new ideas. And when I saw all the details, I'm like not emotionally attached to what they're doing. And so I could come up with ideas. It was like so cool. And here I didn't have to be a smarty pants in the particular topic that they were talking about. I just was the brainstorm guy. I love it. Now in this brainstorming experience, what happened is as each person I would work with, as I would learn about people and I'd learn about topics and I'd learn about problems and I'd learn about these solutions we could come up with, you can imagine that for every person I was working with no cost, I was learning where people's problems were. I was learning what solutions actually work and which ones don't work. Because the people would make up their mind like what they're gonna go do next, and they would go try these different ideas and different options, and some would work and some wouldn't work. But the cool part was I saw, because they would let me know, which ones worked and which ones didn't work. So each person I worked with, I got smarter and smarter and smarter. So I'm like what you call a street smart life coach. Not a book smart, street smart. And so all these different people, all these different experiences taught me what people in general are going through and what solutions actually work. And so if you're thinking about becoming a life coach, I'm telling you what, I can tell you exactly how to start. I just did, actually. I just told you just exactly how to start. But the key factor is you don't have to know anything. Be a problem solver, not an encyclopedia. That's not what you want to be. People actually want to brainstorm anyway. They don't really want to talk to just somebody who has all the answers. You want to be able to teach them how to think and how to process through this brainstorming experience. And that's what will happen if you decide to help people. But unfortunately, what happens is there's too many people who get caught up in a imposter syndrome, thinking that you have to be the smartest person in every topic to every person you talk to. And sure, I had that come up too, the whole imposter syndrome. But then I realized, what am I doing? I can't be smart about all things, but this is what you want to write this down. Think about this for a second. Problem solving can work with anything, anybody, any topic about anything. So it makes sense like to practice the brainstorming. That way you're not worried about imposter syndrome because you don't have to be the know-it-all in all the topics. All you have to do is know how to solve the problem and to have a process of solving the problem. And that's what I actually teach people how to do now. That's what I do. I teach people how to become life coaches, and there's two parts to it. Number one, how to become a problem solver. And then number two, to be able to have particular psychology techniques to help a person think better, think more clearly. And that's how I teach people how to become a life coach, is I literally work on the problem solving side first, then I work on educating them on how to teach their client to be smarter and clearer and more focused in where they're going and what they're doing. So here's some things that you've probably heard before, that you have to have 10,000 hours of experience before you're an expert. That's true, but you don't have to be an expert to start to be a life coach. You don't. All you need to start to be a life coach is a pad of paper and a pen and some concept of how to problem solve. Okay, another thing about starting as a life coach, do you need to have a website? No, you don't need a website. Do you need a business card? No, you don't need a business card. Do you need branding? No, you don't need branding. I didn't have a business card or a website or any really good type of branding until I was generating $500,000 in sales in a year. I had not even built a website yet. Didn't even have one. And people tell me, oh, you could have gone so much further if you had a website. I was busy teaching people because I was finding people because of referrals. I don't know about you, but social media and all these things, oh my gosh, they can stress you out. How are you supposed to do that? But here's my theory, is that you work with one person and you do a really good job, really good job. Guess what happens? They then go back home or they go to the office and people ask them, how'd you do this? How come you're doing so well? And then they tell them, I have a coach. Well, who's your coach? And then they tell them about you. And then guess what happens? You get a referral. Doesn't that just make sense? You do a really good job and you get referrals. That's how you build business. All my seminars over the last 18 years, which had anywhere between 500 to 1,000 people every single month for 15 years, was built by referrals. And so the referral process is absolutely phenomenal, because what happens is these people already have talked to somebody and they already have been working with you. And so they already know that you are good at what you do. And so there's instant credibility that happens through that process. And so looking at starting to be a life coach, there's all these systems out there and they all focus on marketing. And what I focus on is quality of experience. So if you want to be a great life coach, you want to think about quality of experience that you cause when somebody works with you. Who cares about how much your package is? Who cares how pretty it is? Who cares what the logo is? Ultimately, people want a high quality experience and they want to work with a coach who's excellent at problem solving. So this is what you do. You start today, you call someone and say, hey, I'm practicing becoming a life coach. I'm going to help you problem solve. Let's get together. And so you start working with practice clients. Every person that I have coached who will work with practice clients, their skill of problem solving escalates to such a high level. It is amazing what happens when you have a practice client. And those who don't get a practice client, oh my gosh, they like struggle. They struggle, constantly struggle, because guess what they're working on? They're working on content. They're trying to perfect their content and their logo and their diagrams and their worksheets and their websites. That's what they're focused on, all this weird stuff. And it's like, where's the skill? Where's the skill? Where's the practice? Where's the people? Where's the real life experiences? And they don't do it. And so then guess what? They flounder and they take forever to figure out how to find people to work with them because the quality of experience isn't there. And I'll tell you what, huge confidence happens when you work with people, when you're in it, because you don't have to have the answers, you're brainstorming. But when you're in it, what happens is you see that you can do the brainstorming work. And if you don't know what that looks like, I just gave you the example. You write the problem on one end of the paper, you write what they want on the other end of the paper, and you start writing down what they're doing, what they're not doing, what's working, what's not working, and be able to start brainstorming what else could they do. Seriously, they have the answers inside of them. You be the brainstorming person. So my intention of today is to be able to point you in the right direction that if you've thought about being a life coach, get started with a pad of paper and a pen. Get started. And if you want high level training, you want some insight, join my newsletter right down here, either my newsletter or click the other link down here below so you can find out about my coach training that I do to help people get from where they're at to being a great coach in a short amount of time. So there's two links here below. One is for newsletter, which you'll love because then I can coach you a little bit every week through my newsletter, and or click the other link if you want to jump right in and get some fantastic training. But either way, get a pad of paper and a pen, get started. Don't let anybody else ever tell you that you're not qualified. And don't let the devil get in your head and shut you down. You're called to the work. Go do the work. Okay. All right, make sure you subscribe. I'll see you on the next video. And stay tuned because I'm going to help you get from where you're at to a high level of greatness in a short amount of time. All right, love you.